USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. For the first time since 1870, a sitting cabinet member is being impeached by the U.S. House of Representatives.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
New Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson announcing the vote to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Some Republicans accuse him of high crimes and misdemeanors over his handling of the U.S. southern border. Prospects for a conviction in the U.S. Senate are slim. The White House explains why it is pressuring U.S. House members to pass a new bipartisan foreign aid package that's now passed in the U.S. Senate.
This bill will enable the Ukrainian people to defend themselves against Russia's ongoing brutal and unprovoked attacks. It will provide Israel with what it needs to protect its people against Hamas terrorists.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Much of the bill was already included in an earlier bipartisan border security and foreign aid bill that got rejected by Republicans on grounds it did not go far enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. This separate foreign aid package now faces an uncertain road in the U.S. House. At the same time, Ukraine has reportedly destroyed another Russian military ship in the Black Sea. The Northeast will be cleaning up through Wednesday after a nor'easter hit the region with heavy snow. At least one person in Pennsylvania was killed when a snowmobile hit a downed wire and travel was snarled along the I-95 corridor. Travel delays on highways and at airports could continue through Wednesday as the region digs out. In January, inflation slightly surpassed expectations. Recent government data reveals the consumer price index increased by 0.3% last month. Housing and shelter costs were primary contributors, although reduced gas prices partially mitigated the overall increase. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
A congressional seat once held by embattled Republican politician George Santos will now be taken by a Democrat following a special election in snowy conditions in New York this week. Laura Winters has that story.
Former Democrat Congressman Tom Suozzi wins the special election in House District 3.
Let's send a message to our friends running the Congress these days. Stop running around for Trump.
He beats Republican Mazi Philip, an Ethiopian-Israeli immigrant. The split in the House, now 219 Republicans to 213 Democrats. I'm Laura Winters.
Has the O.J. Simpson murder case actually been solved? USA's John Schaefer explains.
Texas private investigator 86-year-old William Deere claims to have solved the O.J. Simpson case, which has consumed him for the past 30 years. Deere asserts that the knife discovered at Simpson's residence was not the murder weapon. He alleges to have acquired the actual murder weapon from an abandoned storage unit's auctioned contents. Furthermore, he contends that O.J. is innocent and implicates his son Jason as the killer. Deere believes advancements in DNA technology could facilitate an arrest. Jason Simpson has never been formally named as a suspect in the case.
Usher's Super Bowl halftime performance was a big hit for U.S. households. More than 30 million of them tuned in Sunday, which equals roughly 100 million actual viewers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.